Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House, 624. It's been a while, but no, again, not one, but two of these.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Not everyone.
Everyone from Florida is dumb.
Okay.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
All right. So we got a couple Florida stories for you involving pizza. Pizza. As a side note, start thinking about what's the weirdest thing you've been hit with. Anything weird? Because we have a couple hit stories. We'll get to the sausage one later on. Guy got hit with a sausage in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Careful. Okay. 248-398-9279. We know it's early. The reason we mention this is a woman in Florida assaulted her boyfriend with a hot pizza on Tuesday. Then they ran the boyfriend's name and realized he had a warrant, so they busted both of them. So Robert decided to make a pizza at 3 in the morning on Tuesday while his girlfriend was sleeping on their couch. We still don't know what sent her off. Something ticked her off to the point they'd been arguing all night. She woke up, found out he was making pizza without her, and flipped out, walked to the oven, pulled the pizza out, threw it at Robert, and burned his hand. I'm assuming she burned his hand because he pizza block.
Right. Pizza block.
Which is one of the first things they teach you in any martial arts class. Pizza block. Pizza block. Pizza block. Pizza block. So that's why we're asking the question, what have you been hit with? Because this guy was hit with a pizza. That would hurt, though. The sauce, I would assume.
Well, oven pizzas are the hottest pizzas in the world. So, oh, yeah, it probably burned a hole through his arm.
Puts the red in Red Baron, yeah.
But, I mean, I get it if you're her. It's the last pizza in there. You don't want to, you know, you want to share some of it. He decides to make it at 3 in the morning. It's like, come on, dude.
And then when they came, he was arrested for drug charges in Colorado. Because that was legal. But anyway. Yeah, so they both got escorted to jail at 3:30 in the morning. And then the other story involving a pizza joint is a place in West Palm Beach, Florida. Pizza Mambo. They had a dead 80-pound iguana stored in their walk-in freezer.
Ooh.
It came from a friend of the restaurant. They claim the iguana was nowhere near the restaurant's food. Why do you have an 80-pound frozen iguana in the freezer in the first place?
Did their buddy Joe Exotic send it to him for his new pizza? Just random meats from anywhere?
Is iguana something you can eat?
I'm sure you can eat iguana.
No way.
Yeah, a little iguana sausage.
Iguana sausage. If you don't know, in Tiger King, when they found out that the pizza place that they opened up there, that meat was kind of the stuff that they was discarded meat they were using, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the freshest of meats.
Well, when Meat Lovers was M-E-E-T, that's when you know you got a problem, man.
Big Jim's House.
Hey, welcome into Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Brian Logan, Angie here, and you. Thank you so much for being part of the show every day. I honestly don't think we say it enough. You guys are amazing. Always part of the show and conversation, and you're welcome in our house and whenever you want. 248-398-9279 is our studio number. Okay. Is this last week we had the video of the guy with a meat cleaver in his head in China?
Yeah, the video and all the photos of him sitting in the hospital bed.
So calm. We asked the question before. Have you ever had anything stuck in your skull? No one's going to call. 248-398-WCSX. Come on. 248-398-9279. The closest I can relate to is not me and my cousin Bobby. I told you a story. Used to paint models. You know, little model cars?
Right, right.
And they had this paintbrush with a long pointy end on it. And he fell off a bar stool while he was painting. And he used to stick his tongue out while he was painting. And the thing went through his tongue.
Yeah.
So they took a picture of it when they went to the hospital.
Homemade tongue piercing.
He was totally calm. But his thing, these are long. These are like 6-7 inch long paintbrushes. Right through it. I mean, right through it. You couldn't have done that if you took a hammer and bonk and stuck it in there. So the reason we're coming back to this whole thing, other than to gross Ryan out, New York City, there's a guy. They're trying to get him in the ambulance because he's got a knife stuck in his head.
Big old knife.
And if you want to see it, the keyword, of course, is...
house.
And he's walking around. Now, there's a little twist to this, but here's the audio of people trying to get him to calm down.
Stabbed in his head, yo.
Did you hear the guy say he's got a knife in his head?
He got stabbed in his head, yo.
Yeah, he got stabbed in the head, yo. Sit down. Again, keyword house. We'll send it to you if you want to see the video and the photos. And the Chinese guy, in case you missed that story, they're both there together on the same post.
Yep.
This guy, though, had it coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had it coming.
Not a good guy.
Reports are that this guy had committed some form of domestic abuse on a woman. He'd hit her, right?
Yeah, hit her, or the reports are all shaken up. Hit her, or was about to, or they were getting into it, but...
She wasn't going to put up with his crap and stuck a knife in his head.
No.
Good for her.
Boom. Straight
I mean,
through.
If that's, you know, good for her. The dude looks completely stunned. Is that why he's not screaming? Because you're in shock, the fact that someone just stuck a knife in your head?
I would think so. But they're like, you know, it didn't touch the skull. That's why he was okay. I'm like, what?
It's like the rodeo clown. He's okay, folks.
Is it a rubber knife? It bent around it?
I don't know. Would it hurt that much?
A knife to the head?
Knife to the skull?
I'm sure it's not a good feeling.
Well, dude, say that. Happy birthday! Doink!
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House. Sherry Lewis. He'll be on Broadway with that once everything gets back to normal. They're doing the Heart of Rock and Roll about Huey Lewis songs.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So that'll be the next one. Okay, 722. We're talking this in the studio. Today would have been Anthony Bourdain's 64th birthday. The chef, the guy parts unknown and traveling all over the world and stuff. If you don't know, Anthony Bourdain had a massive love affair with the Motor City, and it goes back a ways. We put up on our website a blog post that he wrote in 2013. It's got some language in it.
Right.
If you're easily offended, don't read it, but text us, keyword, of course, is
house.
It is one of the most eloquent letters I've ever read from anyone. Not from Detroit, talking about why they love Detroit.
Absolutely. You can almost hear his voice as you're reading through it.
Absolutely. If you're ever a fan of Anthony Bourdain. And then I remember like the last time they did Parts Unknown. He did this promo and he was talking about Detroit. Here's the question, by the way. In honor of Anthony Bourdain, would have been his 64th birthday today. Where would you take someone who's never been to Detroit? 248-398-9279. We're not going to say one place because that's silly. 248-398-9279. Where would you take someone who's never been to the Motor City? Where are you taking the show off? And let's assume everything's open. All right? 248-398-9279. Here's Bourdain.
You should come here. You should come here for good reasons, and you should come here to see what went wrong. This is a truly magnificent place. This is where everything good in America came from, just about. Great rock and roll, blues, Motown, techno.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're looking to describe the sort of quintessential Detroit character, there is a stubborn determination to stay, to see it through no matter what. And I think above all, there is an injured but ferocious pride to anyone who's stayed through good and bad times. You should come here. You should see this. Because of all American cities, this is easily one of the most awesome.
And that what he wrote is beautiful. We know you're busy right now. You're heading to work. If you get time, though, keyword house or bigjimshouse.com. It is a beautiful letter. Now, this used to be the easiest question for me in the world to answer. Where do you take someone who's never been to Detroit?
Right.
Used to be the joke.
Yeah.
Oh,
for
a Red Wings game.
That was the one place people wanted to go.
Right.
Like, no matter what, I want to go to the Joe. I want to see the
You had a buddy in town, and they were like, we got to go to the Joe, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When I moved here 18 years ago, the very first day I got here, I had no idea where I was going. I drove downtown and found my way to the Joe and bought a single ticket for a Red Wings game. My first experience in Detroit was sitting next to a guy and his son who had the same season tickets for like 20 years. He's reading the free press. His son's eating a Little Caesars. And I'm looking at the rafters going, I made it to the Joe.
Then you got just a quick crash course of
I started telling everybody where I was working at CSX, and I was working with JJ and Lynn and all this stuff, and they were just like, dude, and they were telling me all about that, and Al, and they were pointing at Al, the Zamboni guy, and the lady knitting over in the corner making the hats, remember?
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. But now, where do you take somebody? 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. For you, where would it be?
I think you got to take somebody to Motown.
The museum there?
The museum there.
That's true. You got to go to American Coney or Lafayette or both. Maybe both.
Right. Let them decide which they like.
That's always part. And then you tell them the story about the whole Coney thing and the chili and the argument with the cinnamon. Blah, blah, blah. It's not an easy question. It sounds simple, but it's really not.
There's so many things right now and so many things that are so Detroit.
Where do you take someone who's never been to the Motor City? 248-398-9279. Henry Ford's pretty cool. If they're a gearhead, you take them to Henry Ford. Don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If they're a gearhead, you do that. Or you go to the Rouge and watch the trucks. If they're a Ford guy, you take them to the Rouge.
Yeah.
You got to. So they can see the F-150s being built. But
yeah, this is a tough question.
There was that strip club at 8 Mile. That one would be good, right? You take them there?
We have one downtown we could go to that's still there.
Are there still tourists walking around 8 Mile looking for M&M? Are there?
Where's this childhood home?
Where's the guy? Does he live here?
Big Jim's house.
Dean Bourdain had a love. The chef, the guy who did the shows, Parts Unknown and traveling all over the place. He loved the Motor City. Remember back in 2013 was the first time we saw him do a visit. Charlie LaDuff, they went out and just went around and toured the Motor City. He wrote a blog post, which I'm not sure that a lot of people are aware of, about his love of Detroit.
I never have read this before.
It's beautiful.
We grabbed it, right?
There's some language. It's posted or warning. There's some language and the video where he kind of talks about why he loves the Motor City. Just text us, of course, 248-398-9279. The keyword is house. But it led to this discussion. Where do you take someone who's never been to Detroit? 248-398-9279. Just gave the number. We'd love to hear from you guys. Where do you take somebody? Like I said before, used to be easy. I would take him to the Joe for a Red Wings game. Done.
That was it. Yep. Done. That was the one place.
Where's that Russian tea room place? Is that... we're trying to figure out the name of the Russian tea room I was telling about. It's like a formal sit-down. I've never been.
The one I think is Harper Woods.
It's at Harper Woods?
Just outside of the city, right?
Okay.
So that's the one that I think you're talking about, where they have authentic Russian tea and...
Yeah, it's like a big fancy whoop-de-doo.
Right.
It's supposed to be pretty cool, though. I don't know. Other places we're missing? 248-398-9279. There's a lot. There's some cool history in Detroit.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, do you take them to the history or show them what's new here and how the city's changing? You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to go just one place.
Right. You just bounce them all around. That's where I'm at in my head. I keep splitting it up.
Are there any restaurants in Detroit that serve flatbread pizza and Cedar Plank salmon?
I don't know.
God, I hope so. Maybe someday. Keep your fingers crossed. Don in Highland Park, what do you got?
You got to take them down to the Eastern Market and to the Tigers game and then down to the Greek Town.
There it is. There it is.
That's a full day right there.
You sound like someone who's done that before. Day. You've had friends come to town and that's what you've done?
Oh, yeah. My cousin came in from Florida and we spent the whole day down there.
You know what's funny about Eastern Market? The murals, all the murals that have been painted. You can go online. I think it's Google Maps, and you can actually find the map and walk around there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you go to Supino's.
It's been down there.
And then you go to Supino's for lunch, and then after the game, you go to Supino's for dinner, and then you go to Supino's for breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta go to Vivio's for the Bloody Marys.
Really? Really? Okay, that's a new one.
The Big D. Go down there and get the Big D at Vivio's.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll do it. And we'll tell him Don sent us.
All right, guys.
All right. Later, bud.
Have a good one.
All right. There he goes. Oh, okay. We're looking at the Bloody Marys at Vivio's.
Mm-hmm.
Those are honest. Do they have alcohols in them?
I think a little bit.
You sure?
But it's breakfast, brunch, and lunch all in one.
It's pretty much you just take the whole bottle and just dump it in there. Never been there.
I never been there.
That's the point. There's so many cool little places in the Motor City. 248-398-9279. We're going to take somebody who's never been to the Motor City.
Big Jim's house.
You guys are awesome today, man. I don't know if it's the weather. Everybody's in a good mood. We're reflecting on Anthony Bourdain, the food guy. You've seen him. Parts Unknown.
I was thinking about this. I think him along with Guy Fieri were the two that really started to make chefs rock stars.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He was a celebrity before he was a chef to most people.
It's true. And Bourdain, his love for the Motor City was well known. We still don't know what the hell. He was working on a 4-part documentary about the Motor City. The producer said it was done, right?
Yeah, I dived into that yesterday, read all about it. It's a very odd story. Right after he died, the producer came out. She produced all of his stuff and said that they had it done. He finished it, and she was just looking for a home for it. And that's basically it. It's gone.
Well, it's tough, it's tough because there are no streaming services available right now.
Come on.
Somebody's got to pick
this
up.
We'll put it on ours. We'll put it on our website.
We got to talk to her. That's a goal for you.
Get ahead of her.
So the reason we bring up Bourdain as well as Bourdain is love for Detroit. If you've never read this blog post from 2013, we'll send it right to your phone. We know you're busy right now. Wherever you get where you're going, just text us. The keyword is
house.
And it'll come right to you. It is a beautiful piece of writing about why. And Anthony Bourdain genuinely loved coming to Detroit. His 2013 visit with LaDuff is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Charlie ripping out of places we've never been to. So that led to the question, we're all talking about it here. Where do you take someone who's never been to Detroit? And not now, in our coronavirus lockdown, can't go there, breathe 6 feet apart world. In normal times, where would you take someone in the Motor City? I thought about Nemo's. I always take my buddy to Nemo's in Corktown.
You have to. That's one of the staples here.
And then you'll have an old Irish guy at the end of the bar going, you're not that tough. I could fight you.
Like, what? Or somebody yelling, is the bus coming here today?
248-398-9279. Brian, where are we taking him?
Hey, there was a Cadillac competition I competed in, and I had 10 of the top sales guys in town from Cadillac across the U.S. We went to dinner at Shinola, took them to Campus Martius Park, took them on the people remover, because that's what my 10-year-old grandson calls it, the people remover, because it removes people. And then, of course, we had to get off at the Rensen and show them what General Motors was all about in downtown Detroit, the riverfront. And then we finished it up with a ride through Greektown, again on the people remover, and then back to the Foundation Hotel. And that was a fun day.
There you go. The pump room at the Foundation, great bar. Great bar at the Foundation.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great waiters.
Cool. Look at you. Brian, people are taking notes right now, man. We you need to put
you
a book
print
together.
That out.
You guys need to get out more. Get to the city.
I know.
Detroit. Well, rock the Motor City. WCSX, guys. Thanks, man.
Look at you. You're the best. Later, Brian.
See you, bye.
Big Jim's house. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Getting good, man. West Side and Downriver are tied. East Side is three back. We got our players on the phone playing for a Battle of the Burbs Live t-shirt. Everybody ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Steve, you're West Side. You'll yell out West. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, cool. Jerry, you're East Side. You'll yell out East.
East.
East. And Denise, you're Downriver. So you yell out Down. Now, here's how it works. We'll call on you. You answer the question only when you're called upon. You get one guess per question. Two out of three wins. Here we go. Question number one. Today is National Bomb Pop Day. What colors make up this popsicle?
East Side. Yeah.
Jerry, what's the answer?
Red, white, and blue.
Damn right. Yes, and then when it drips on your shirt, and then it's like some weird orange color for like a month, right? Yeah, man. Great laugh. All right, East Side of the one. Question number two. This cola brand got into the wine business in 1977, but wound up selling everything 6 years later. After discovering soda was much...
West Side.
Steve, what's the answer?
Pepsi?
Not Pepsi. Jerry, you want to take a shot?
Coke.
There it is. Coca-Cola was in the wine business. East Side, you won, dude. Good job, Jerry.
Yay.
All right. All right, Steve, we'll play again tomorrow on Friday. Let's play a little bit later, so that'll be right around...
8:50.
Cool. And Jerry, you got to give us an East Side. Cool.
Big Jim's house.
This is a weird question. Has anyone ever intentionally eaten a fish fly? You're shaking your head. I don't think we'll get a call on this. 248-398-9279. Not riding your motorcycle and boom, and you inhale one.
You always say that we're not going to get a call on something, though, and the first thing we get is, oh, I love them.
Fish flies, though, man. Come on. The reason we mention this is two things. Number one, this would have been the week the New Baltimore Bay Rama Fish Fly Festival was going on. Canceled it, obviously, because of COVID-19. It'll be back next year. But it's a huge deal in New Baltimore. It's a big party.
Right.
It's really cool, too. They raise a ton of money for the neighborhoods. I think they actually paid enough. I was reading on their Facebook page, enough to, like, build a new park because of this festival.
Wow.
But nowhere on there could I find, do people actually eat fish flies? Now, we all know here in the Motor City, when they come in, they come in.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last year, there was I think it was in Ontario, there was a Little League game, and they had to stop the game because they were just completely overrun. You know, remember that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll have to add this to the post that I put up for this. The Ryan Armani from Fox 2, the video he did of his backyard.
His backyard.
He's like, I can't even go out in my backyard right now.
So we were looking at a video and they were talking about the history of fish flies. And the reason we're asking if anyone's ever eaten fish flies is because of this.
Not everyone considers the fish fly simply a pest.
I've seen people eat them.
It's similar to a cod, but not as much flavor. They're actually pretty mild.
and they would actually come in handy with a beverage, beer. So we used to eat them as protein.
Come on. Come on! They're messing with her. They're messing with her.
I don't know. All I know is if something tastes like something but not as flavorful, why are you eating it if there's no flavor in the thing?
I don't have to go fishing for cod. These ones just fly in my mouth. Hey, if I went on a boat and I just opened my mouth and a trout flew into it, I'd be happy. Hey, I got one word. Oh, God, someone's calling. No. People really don't eat fish flies. Although, I've heard that people eat butterflies when they fall, when they die. They'll put them in tacos in Mexico. Seriously.
Really?
Absolutely. I've actually seen that.
Well, everybody likes eating bugs, so this wouldn't surprise me.
Big Jim's house.
New Baltimore Bay Rama Fish Fly Festival should have been going on this week. So our friends in New Baltimore, sorry about that with coronavirus. Be back next year, though, bigger and better than ever. But someone in one of these videos, you put that video up too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Just text this keyword house. We'll send it right to your phone. All about fish flies. Ryan Armani from Fox 2, a great video of him in his backyard. Just swarming. But in one of the videos we were watching, they said they eat fish flies. Said it tastes like cod, right? Was that?
Yeah, cod, but with no flavoring. So, and they go great with beer.
Well, okay, everything goes great with beer.
So, I mean,
I could boil my shoe and drink a beer with it, and I could probably eat the shoe. Depends how big the beer is. If it's a tall boy, yeah, I probably could. 248-398-9279. So we were just curious, is there anybody who's really eaten a fish fly? Come on. Maybe downriver. Maybe that's a thing in New Baltimore for the festival. Although I could not find on their site food where they featured like fish fly tacos,
right,
or fish fly empanadas or fish fly lasagna.
I'm not eating it.
Or a fish fly fish fry on Friday nights. See?
Oh, there you go.
That would work. Really? Charlie and Romeo, hey man, so wait a minute. You've actually eaten fish flies?
Yeah, why not?
So how do you eat them? How do you prepare them?
So what I do is I work for a local park system, and I teach survival skills to kids and to adults.
Okay.
So for our kids' camps, we don't have kids' camp this year because of COVID-19, but for our kids' camp, one of the things that we teach them is how to survive outdoors, tying knots, how to make fires, and then how to eat food. And so in this case, we would catch fish flies and then just eat them raw. So no preparation needed. But the thing is about them is that it's not so much about the body. When you eat the body, it's kind of squishy. It tastes like nothing. And it would have maybe the consistency of what you would think a maggot would feel like and taste like.
Okay.
And then the thing is, you're really not supposed to eat the wings, but I do just because it's easier than tearing them off. The bad thing is they kind of get stuck on your tongue and in your throat when you're swallowing. You have to be careful with the wings themselves.
You're going to make Ryan throw up right now. You okay?
I was going to say, nothing you said is appetizing.
You can make a whole meal out of them if you wanted to, but it would take about, you know, all day long to have one very small meal.
All right, so we got to catch some fish flies so Ryan can eat them. There's a challenge in studio. We'll do it. All right, Charlie, you're awesome, buddy. Appreciate you listening, man.
You got it.
All right, bye.
Thanks, big Jim.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-9279. You ever eat a fish fly intentionally? Not inhaling one when you're on your motorcycle. We're not going to make you eat fish flies. You won't do that. Unless you want to.
I just don't get this. Why would you eat them when everybody just keeps saying they taste like nothing? I don't understand. I like to eat stuff that tastes like thing. You know, has a little flavor.
You ever been a Taco Bell drunk at 3 a.m.? I don't really think we sit there and go, I wonder what the taste profile of this. Blah, 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 blah. Is there something as a kid you would not eat? Off the top of your head.
Cottage cheese. Still won't.
My dad was so adamant about not eating canned peas, he would call them sweat socks and scream. And my grandma, I'm pretty sure at one point, intentionally put them out when we went over there for dinner just to get a rise out of them.
Big Jim's house.
You guys have been all over it this morning. Great phone calls. Thank you so much. We know how busy you are. A lot of people restarting the Motor City. Speaking of which, they're unveiling the new F-150 tonight. So for all our friends who work at Ford, we're going to have the CEO of Ford on tomorrow morning at 8:20. Jim Hackett's going to call in. I'll pitch him my idea.
Please don't.
The F-151, sponsored by Bacardi Rum. It'll be a quick interview, but we'll work on that. So anyway, just a heads up for tomorrow. If you do work at Ford, we know we got a lot of men and women that listen, working in the plants. Jim Hackett will be on at 8:20. If you got questions, too, you can email us, bigjim@wcsx.com. All right. One more note of triple shots. Today would have been Anthony Bourdain's 64th birthday. His love of Detroit is well documented. If you don't know, it's okay. He did a Parts Unknown here like 7 years ago with Charlie LaDuff, where they went around. We have the videos up. We have all that up there on our website.
Yeah, just text the keyword house and you can see it all.
But there's a blog post that he wrote. It's got some pretty dicey language in it. Anthony wrote the way he talked.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one of the most beautiful love letters to the Motor City you will ever read. Ever. From a guy who's not from here but wanted to be. Remember one of his, Anthony Bourdain, you say that, what was the line?
His line was, I wish I could tell people I was from Detroit because that's probably the coolest thing I could say.
So we were talking about where would you take somebody if they've never been to Detroit? 248-399-9279. Oh, there's Rich. I want to get to Rich's call real quick. Rich, hold on. But this is a little bit of Bourdain when he was on CNN.
You should come here. You should come here for good reasons, and you should come here to see what went wrong. And I mean, if you're looking to describe the sort of quintessential Detroit character, there is a stubborn determination to stay, to see it through no matter what. And I think above all, there is an injured but ferocious pride to anyone who's stayed through good and bad times. You should come here. You should see this. As of all American cities, this is easily one of the most awesome.
There you go. And that's just part of it. Keyword house will send it right to your phone. We had a lot of text messages about the Dakota Inn.
Yes.
Never been.
I never heard of it until we got these text messages, started looking it up. It's like, maybe got to go check this place out when we can.
Everybody's got a place they were planning on going to, right? We're gonna go. I'm going to Nemo someday. I'm going to get over to Miller's in Dearborn. I'm going to go here. I'm going to the Rensan. I'm going to John King Bookstore. That's been Dakota Inn for me for the last decade.
You're going to do it?
We've always tried to plan it. I've never worked out. Hold on, Rich. Oh, sorry. Let me get Rich. All right, Rich, what do you got?
The Masonic Temple downtown for a tour.
You can do a tour of the Masonic?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of history down there.
And after that, I would drive by the remains of the Grandy Ballroom just for the history of it.
There you go.
All right, Rich has got this thought out. All right, buddy, be good.
You too. Thanks, Big Jim.
Bob and Dearborn, where are we going?
All right. Well, like I was saying, it was back in the day, I would have taken them to the Stroh's Brewery.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you'd have to go to the Little Caesars, or even if you go outside Detroit, you'd have to go to Frankenmuth.
That's true. Frankenmuth's pretty cool. Yeah. But I'm thinking just like in Detroit itself. What about the Heidelberg Project? It's a pretty cool place, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we're working on it. Okay, Bob, thank you, buddy.
Big Jim's house.
They're rebooting Twister.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen them. That's a classic.
Nice. Okay.
Twister is a classic.
I was nervous.
No, you have to watch that movie.
Okay, because our resident Ryan here, our resident young guy here, Ryan, you have your own taste in movie. And I honestly think I don't mind. I mean, you like what you like, and you haven't seen a lot of classics, which we're going to do someday. We're going to have a sit down. You guys are going to help us. You've seen The Godfather?
Yes, I have seen that now. The most of the older movies, the classics that I haven't seen are like the sci-fi ones, like the Star Wars and stuff like that. I don't like that kind of stuff.
It's not what it is. Okay, anyway, let's not get lost here. No, but you're right, though. We'll play that game later. But Twister's being rebooted with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. Well, not Bill Paxton. He passed away. So I don't know who's going to play his role. Who would you have as a younger Helen Hunt kind of character in that, and then as a Bill Paxton?
The first thing that comes to my mind is Chris Pratt.
Ryan Gosling. Pratt.
Oh,
no. I like Pratt actually better. I don't know what you guys think. Helen Hunt. Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That would work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a hell of a cast, actually. Quick little side note. There used to be a ride at Universal Studios in Florida called Twister, where you could actually go watch a...
Yeah, I went on that the one time we went to it.
I'm on it. I was on it. I was part of that ride. Yeah, when you stood in line... There was when you stood in the queue line at the park, there was a radio station playing classic rock. It was called Windy Radio. Riding the Storm Out,
right.
Riders on the Storm.
Okay.
I was Big Bob Hoover, the weather guy.
No way.
Yeah.
Can you look that up? Can we find it?
You
got to be able to find the...
Here's the best part. The guy who was my boss at the time agreed for us to go do this for no money.
Oh.
We didn't get it done. We didn't get park passes. We're like, do we get park passes? And it's like, nah.
Did you forget to ride the ride?
No! I had to pay to go listen to myself. I'm like, that was insane. You don't pay in radio. We don't pay for anything. Free coffee or I wouldn't show up.
Big Jim's house.
So we'll have the CEO of Ford on tomorrow morning. Dare me. I have a question for him. They should make an F-151 and team up with Bacardi.
Right? Oh, that would be cool. Bacardi edition.
This could be the shortest interview ever. Click, hello. Hello.
Yeah, that's real good, Jim. We want to get a booze company for our car.
Jim Haggard's looking around going, I'm not talking to this guy. So, and we'll have it tomorrow at 8:20. We'll also talk about the exploding whale. If you've never heard the tale of the exploding whale, it's the 50th anniversary of arguably one of the greatest news stories, and what they've done to commemorate it is either really weird or really cool. But we'll get into the tale of the exploding whale a little after 7 o'clock on Friday. Okay, New York Post says the Tushy, the bidet company.
Yes.
Remember, like, for a while, you couldn't get one.
Right.
They have a job offer, 10 grand. We have the whole posting, because you got to read the whole posting. Because there's some ones we can't read on the air.
Right.
The keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah. Tushy is looking for our first VP of fecal matters to assist, and they've highlighted the first three letters. We'll leave that alone. Day-to-day operations of our Bidet 2020 campaign with guidance from our chief pooping officer, Dr. Mark Hyman. Our new VP of fecal matters will be testing and studying their own pooping habits and documenting it via social media. $10,000 contract role requiring 30 to 60 minutes per day to document your experience. There's so many things in here. There's so many bad puns. Produce video. D-E-U. Come on. Video content for social media. Let me see. Interview. Analyzing. A-N. Okay. The first four letters. Analyzing. Documenting your own daily pooping habits. So 10 grand.
But you have to be on the toilet for between 30 and 60 minutes a day.
A day. You don't do that?
I don't think it's that long.
I do. It's the only place I can hide out from the kids. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. I'm not the only one. That's men or women. Come on. No way.
That's a long time. But I get it. You got to hide out.
I don't know how many times I've left my iPad in the bathroom. Where's my iPad? What were you doing? Show prep. 10 grand.
10 grand. I take it. Yeah.
If you want to see the app and you can actually, the whole thing, again, keyword house was in right to you. All right. That was fun today. You guys were great, man. Really interesting thoughts on Anthony Bourdain would have been 64 today. Again, if you want to read his love letter to Detroit from back in 2013, it's beautiful. It's a longer read, his blog post. Again, as like everything else, keyword that is
house.
All right, Donnie's coming in next. You guys be well. Always
look on. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.